Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taking off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renter's Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Equal housing lender.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
He's got it. Cubs win. It's all over, and the Cubs have made it four in a row.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. New Wolves head coach Rocky Thompson knows how to win. He just directed his team to the Memorial Cup Championship. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL with the Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. John Lackey will be back on the mound tonight for the Cubs, who will try and make it five straight wins following the All-Star break. Lackey will come off the DL and hasn't pitched well for the majority of this season. Now, some people are saying he should pitch out of the bullpen, but Joe Maddon, who was on with Matt and Barry last hour, well, he poo-pooed that idea.
Right now, it's not. I'm being, you know, sincere with you. That is not. That's not been discussed at all. I have a lot of faith in John Lackey. Even if the start tonight wasn't exactly what you're looking for, this guy, the word is compete. I think that word's not utilized enough anymore in sports in general.
As for the White Sox, Miguel Gonzalez goes for them tonight against arguably the best pitcher in baseball. Clayton Kershaw will be on the mound for the Dodgers. He comes into tonight with a record of 14-2 and ERA of 2.18. Pro basketball news. The San Antonio Spurs are close to re-signing Manu Ginobili to a one-year deal. That would be his 16th season in the NBA. And Jay Cutler will be at Soldier Field for the Bears' first game of the season, up in the TV booth as part of the Fox broadcasting team. Baseball fans and food lovers, enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue Contest to win passes for an exclusive cooking demo in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen with Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg. It's hosted by Lawrence Holmes, and to enter, log on to cbschicago.com/barbecue. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Ian Dental Implants. Choose Ian Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, starting at 6 o'clock, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Braves again down in Atlanta, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
David, thank you. David Schuster had our updates right there, and Kevin Zipak before that. Thanks to our guests from the Three Technique this morning. Thanks to Kendall Gill for coming on. Finally there in the Big Three. The man is enjoying himself. Those games, again, Sunday at 2 o'clock at the UIC Pavilion, big3.com/tickets if you want to go. And Joe Maddon was on the show earlier. Producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Ray Diaz helps and does good work. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Florio at 10 o'clock and more. And then we're off real early because it's like a getaway day game in Atlanta, and that's an hour earlier than normal. I think we're off at 10:35 tomorrow. I think we have 95 minutes of Rock'em Sock'em Radio, whether we like it or not. Barry, oh, but you're not here.
I'm not here.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll be in 5 to 9.
Oh, okay, you're doing the morning show. Well, it's been a pleasure the last few days. Thank you, Barry.
What's the difference? I won't even say. First night on that show, you don't sleep. I mean, you just don't sleep. And I know I won't, so I'm not even worried about it. By the time I get home tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, I'll be lucky to make it home without killing myself or others on the road.
No, power nap and then 18 holes.
That sounds like a very good idea.
Bernsey and Goff are here to begin the afternoon show. Tonight, gentlemen, starting for the Washington Nationals, will be Edwin Jackson for his 13th Major League Ball Club.
Trailing only Octavio Dotel.
That's it. And I am interested because several years ago, I predicted this guy was going to be the one to break Dotel's
record.
What's
Mike Morgan at?
I was just going to say, used to be Mike Morgan.
12. I'm pretty sure he was 12. And Dotel is at 14. I'll look to be sure. But
Mike Edwin Morgan Jackson hung around long enough to get a ring in Arizona. Remember that? Remember him cursing on live TV? With whoever was Schilling and Johnson up on the podium or up on the stage getting their trophy for MVP.
I love guys like that. I love guys who are just talented enough, good enough, and just to play on that many teams, but never really valued enough to stick with one. It's no matter what the sport.
He got screwed by Charlie Finley, actually, early. I mean, he brought him up basically out of high school as a publicity stunt and ruined his career at the very start. So he never did become what he might have. He was a very solid starting pitcher with the Dodgers before he signed with the Cubs. Just couldn't...
Point of clarification. Octavio Dotel has 13. Tonight, Edwin will be playing for the Nationals.
Second time, though, isn't it?
Yes! I screwed up, Jason. He already played with the Nats in 2012, so it's still just... he's locked there at 12, is Edwin Jackson.
So he's tied, then, with...
Nope, he's one back. He's one back of Dotel. He's tied with Mike Morgan, Matt Stairs, and Matt Ron Stairs. Vallone.
Who's the NBA comp? Who would be a modern NBA player who's played with the most teams?
That's a good question.
It's off the top of my head. It would have to be one of these shooter guys.
I don't know.
Yeah, punch it into the internet machine and see what you come up with. Because I just wonder, because especially with 10-day contracts.
The answer is Chucky Brown with 12, tied with Jim Jackson with 12.
52.
Chucky Brown.
Yeah.
Last was with the Rockets, I believe.
No, he was, I don't know. I don't know what order they're listed here. I'm trying to figure it out because he's played for...
I think his last team was with those Rockets squads at the end there.
Yeah, I remember him on those Rockets teams.
He'd be one of those guys to go through. I don't know. It came up that we were talking to Kenny Smith, and Kenny Smith brought up, he brought up the name Ken the Animal Bannister, and we started looking up all the teams that, not just NBA teams, but like the total number of professional basketball teams that Ken Bannister had played for for like 20 years. I mean, all over the globe, every possible league, and then back and forth from the NBA.
Others with 12. It's actually four different players. Chucky Brown, Jim Jackson, Tony Massenberg, and Joe Smith. Those are the four guys who played for 12 teams.
Hey, whoever's willing to cut a check,
right?
Keep cutting them.
Let's go.
If you're getting paid to do what you love in life, that's a great living.
Kendall said the hotels are really good. The hotels for the big three are really good.
It matters.
Yeah. He said it feels like a real league. And like what we both loved was like, he said all the teams are eating together and like hanging out together and kind of looking askance at all the other teams.
Nobody wants to hang out with 40-year-old NBA players besides 40-year-old NBA players.
Yeah, but they're like, they're competitive juicers.
They're not talking to their buddies on the other teams before games. They're not hanging out with them. They're treating it like it matters.
Yeah, you can sleep on a guy's couch. Doesn't matter.
Once the game starts, it starts. I mean, I can smell the Flexol from here, man. It just they even probably after the games, after the showers, in their suits, the wintergreen oil fragrance permeates.
I'm willing to bet that the Kendall is the one that's taking this the most seriously of everyone in the league. Because if you follow Kendall on social media, especially on Instagram, Kendall still works out like he's in the league. And that first go round, when I don't believe he was on a squad.
No, he got pissed.
He was very angry. Took it very seriously because he was still in really good shape, and he was putting up like jab step videos and all these things that he was doing. And I was like, oh man, because I saw we all had lunch not too long ago, and Kendall's a quiet dude, so we didn't really talk about it. Nobody really brought it up. We were just talking about stuff in the city, and then I see the videos. I'm like, oh man, that's still eating at him a little bit. Yeah. So it's hey, somebody's paying you to. So to put a ball in a hole like you used to when you were a kid, knock yourself out, man. Yeah, enjoy yourself.
Have some fun. Yeah.
Is he still boxing?
Yes, he said so.
He'll never stop doing that. He's that dude has a want to stay in shape like few people I've ever seen, including athletes. Like usually athletes, they enjoy not having to do the everyday maintenance. After a while, that's all it is. Like people think you're getting out there to get a good workout, and you're just trying to make sure your bones don't hurt as much as they did when you woke up. And he is a madman when it comes to working out.
My childhood barber and my dad's current barber still is boxing in his 60s. It has always been something. He's in unbelievable shape, and he competed, and he just kept competing. He just never stopped.
It's a great workout.
Boxing. Yeah. I mean, but actually, you know, in fights, in these little three-round fights, not just working out. Like, he's actually competing.
Yeah, if you're 60 years old and still getting hit in the head, that's ridiculous.
I'm just, hey, he loves it. Absolutely loves it.
They allow that? Like 60 plus wearing the headgear? And stuff?
I can't believe that. I don't think that's at the signature room.
I don't think they're like, selling tickets to it.
Are those just bum fights you're talking about?
Two dudes meet in an alley.
He's been doing it all his adult life.
I'll pay for that.
Well, you figure it's going to happen at home anyway. Right. Might as well go in a ring with gloves on.
Better a hairdresser than a heart surgeon, right? I mean, because if you think maybe something's knocked loose and you get that one bad haircut, it's not like the one triple bypass. It's like, oh, something might be wrong with it. We better stop boxing.
Or if you're in for a triple bypass, you flipped a coin already. You probably did some things that led up to that triple bypass. But no, I know groups of guys who still, you know, 5 minutes with the gloves. Like, this is the way we'll settle this argument. And I know some schools.
With gloves.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know some schools.
Hey, that's a much better way than some of the other ways.
No doubt. That have instituted, all right, you know, you've got an issue with him. He's got an issue with you. You sign up. And, you know, you find out really quickly who doesn't want that smoke.
Is that an army thing, too?
Used to be in the military for sure.
I think it's not legal anymore.
I know a charter school that, you know, you sign up. Hey. You sign up if you're talking all that jazz during lunch and you're trying to bully somebody, sign up. Put your name on the sheet. And if that person signs up, you know, you go at it right then and there. And a lot of times the bullies find out that they're not as tough as they thought they were. Because boxing is a different animal. After that first 30 seconds of adrenaline runs out, that's your ass.
Conor McGregor might learn that too.
I mean, well, but he's been in physical situations and performed. I mean, you're talking about guys who... Like,
I'm not making a one-to-one comparison.
We're talking about bowling, but like, there's certain muscles that you don't even realize function and fire off that way after about 45 seconds. After all that fun of, oh yeah, I got boxing gloves on and actually doing it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, a minute and a half in. Yeah, you find out where you're at. It makes him. Hey, what is it? Fatigue makes a coward out of all of us. That's a different level of fatigue.
There was a kid in my neighborhood who challenged me to a fight, and my brother, who's 9 years older, happened to be there and said, "You want to fight my brother? All right, let's fight." And like, he got in touch with his older brother, and they set it up.
Al Heyman on the line.
They set up an actual boxing match between me and this other seven-year-old kid.
That happened to me once.
And they put the gloves on me, and like, we fought in like somebody's loft space in a barn.
Did you get a cut of the proceeds?
Seriously? I got destroyed. I got punched in the face, and I was like, "What am I doing?"
Did you ever, as we say, keep that same energy with that young man after that?
Whatever
brought it to that. Like, that's why we were talking. We talked about it before, you and I have, with the Geno Smith and Ikan and Polly thing. You have to understand that not everybody's, you know, at the same frequency as you are at all times. And when you bring that smoke, you better be prepared for it.
Yeah.
Like, that energy is something else until you learn that, oh, there's a fight that can happen after this.
His threshold for actual physical confrontation is very different than mine.
Yeah. My mom used to tell me, there's always somebody tougher than you, so be very careful out there.
Somebody should have told my brother so he didn't put me in a fight against my will.
I'll never forget.
I hadn't thought about that in a long time, and as you guys are talking, I'm like,
instead of working through it. It's okay. It's out
Chris Havens kicked my ass when I was 7 years old.
Who kept the concession money?
I power bombed Omorfio Robinson in his backyard.
Omorfio?
That's phenomenal.
He's a great dude too. We got into it and we were in his backyard and he was like, "Well, you can get the hell out of my backyard then." I was like, "I gotta go no damn where." And I was right down the street from my house and he started mouthing off or whatever, and I just picked him up. I could have like broken this kid's neck, because if you know what a power bomb is, it's flipping someone over and dropping them on their neck. He was in a lot of pain, and I ran away, and I saw him at school the next day, and I was like, okay, he's not dead. We're all good. I will never engage in that kind of, you know, situation. There's a few fights that popped up here and there throughout the junior high and high school career, but yeah, man, you catch some L's, you catch some W's. Either way, you know, you just hope you make it to adulthood where you can pay bills and not have to worry about fighting people.
And here we are.
Right. Exactly.
Congratulations on adulthood, everybody.
Exactly. That's what it is. What was the last fight you got into, Barry Rosner?
Probably whatever my last season of hockey was. What was that, like 7 years ago? Something like that.
Do hockey fights count?
My man.
Like on-ice hockey fights?
Every fight counts.
Okay.
Off the ice fight? Probably New Year's Eve, 89.
Ooh.
Yeah. It didn't
New Year's Eve is a fertile breeding ground for those
were with,
things.
Were you with Tom Bradman?
I was just going to say, he's the culprit.
It didn't last very long because around me were Mike Lang, who's 6'9". Dan's,
that guy is a house.
Dan's met him. Jim Stack, who's 6'7". You know who he is. Mm-hmm. Jim Bagley, who's 6'5", and I'm trying to think of who.
You chose your friends wisely.
Yeah, no, I didn't go.
Oh, so it was a group situation.
No. If it had been a group situation, there'd have been a lot of people dead. But no, it started with me and another guy, and before it went too far, there was a couple thrown in each direction, and then before I knew it, those guys. I think Lango had him. Lango had his arm twisted behind his back. Lango never even spilled his drink. He just had his arm twisted behind his back and kept on sipping his drink. And I think Stack had him by the throat.
No.
And they just basically said, look, you're gonna have to leave. And it was over pretty quickly.
Rummy, Jim Stack, Bulls PR? Bull,
yeah, Bulls General
assistant GM.
Bulls assistant GM, General Manager of the Timberwolves with Kevin McHale.
Thank you. It reminds me, did you guys see the video that Kelly Dwyer, KD on Hoops, put on Twitter yesterday of Johnny Red Kerr at age 50 dropping a between the legs pass in some kind of old timers basketball game?
The All-Star game.
Yeah, celebrity All-Star game.
Yeah.
And he's like,
that was the last one they did.
He catches the ball and drops a between the legs pass and picks a guy at the same time, but he's very portly in a basketball jersey.
They did one of those and everyone hurt themselves.
Yeah.
Johnny Red Kerr.
Johnny Red Kerr.
That's the last one.
No, that's the thing.
Like 76 or something like that, 75. They did one of those joints. Everyone was fat, everyone was high, and everyone was hurt. And that was the end of those things.
Sounds like the score. Yeah,
exactly.
Speaking of which, what's on the show this afternoon?
Jake Arrieta comes up at 2:00. We'll talk to Andy McCullough from the LA Times. 2:40, 4:00 in other news. 5:30, it's on. You got an all-time great in the city tonight in Clayton Kershaw. Some Cubs things last night at the end of that game. It was a little hairy, so we'll get into that as well.
And the Dodger thing too. Here's your trivia question. You started with one. Another one. The Dodgers are on a 30-4 run. Last team to go to win 30 of 34.
77 Royals.
That's very, very good.
Last National League team, 1936 Giants. But yeah, we did it. We did it a couple hours ago, too.
The Freddie Pontek. I loved that Royals team.
Yeah,
I had
man.
No idea they had that kind of run. Didn't know.
You had to be there. Yeah. But I mean, that was like the 2 year period where it was Royals and Yankees against Dodgers and Phillies, and then Dodgers and Yankees.
Great playoffs. Yeah, really, I mean, that's playoffs. You've got the George Brett off of Gossage. Was the Chris Chambliss home run?
I think Chambliss is 78 to end that series when everybody jumps on a Yankee Stadium. It's crazy stuff. All right, man. 76? Could be 76.
I think it was 76. I remember it from a 77 baseball card.
All right, could
they had it on
be.
Like these, like, one of those special moments cards.
Let's do more of this off the air.
No.
Burns and Goffer next.
It right,
it's me and Lawrence back tomorrow morning at 9 on The Score.
The Score's coverage of Bears training camp in Bourbonnais is presented by the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais, your home for Bears fans to stay in Bourbonnais. Rooms are filling up fast. Call 815-932-4411 for the special Score rate. That's 815-932-4411.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The Washington Nationals finally made the move they had to make if they wanted to have a chance come October, trading for Oakland Athletics relievers Sean Doolittle and Ryan Matson over the weekend. Both are solid pitchers and a huge upgrade over the parade of has-beens and never-wases that GM Mike Rizzo has marched through D.C. the last 4 months. Finding a good postseason closer has been Rizzo's and the Nats' Achilles heel since they first emerged as a contender. Perhaps if Rizzo had left well enough alone in 2015, when Drew Storm was pitching well and not made the disastrous Jonathan Papelbon trade, things would have been different then and now. Rizzo made a good deal in getting Mark Melancon last year, but failed to re-sign him in the offseason, which is why he had to give up a couple of solid prospects this weekend. If Doolittle and Madsen come through, they'll start building the statue Rizzo's always thought he deserved. If not, I'm John Feinstein. CBS Sports
Radio. Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow. The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Many falsely think winter is a bad time to sell a home. Not true. Tim and Suzanne were relocating out of state and called Amy Kite for help to sell their Highland Park home. Amy's marketing system works year-round, people, and in no time they had multiple offers. Their home sold in only 7 days for $525,000. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks, that's the real deal. And working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. But don't worry, no one ever does, because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
It's the Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Now choose the BMW SAV model you've wanted that has room for everyone. Start your shopping. Canals BMW has a great selection of sports activity vehicles to choose from, including 2017 BMW X1, X3, and X5 models. Over 150 in stock, each well-equipped with driver assistance packages and other popular features. You'll also enjoy BMW Ultimate Handling, performance, and luxurious appointments that make driving a pleasure. Plus, of course, there's plenty of space for kids, company, and cargo for wherever summer takes you. The Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Your time to take advantage of special lease offers on every 2017 BMW X model in stock with on-the-spot delivery. Canals BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff. CanalsBMW.com.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month. Also remember to join them at the dealership on Thursday, July 20th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. as Wilson Contreras will be stopping by to meet some of Chicago's best baseball fans.
I played in the Fall Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives apply. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. Wilson Contreras meet date and times are subject to change. No purchase necessary. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/17.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester. Theo found a way to go get two more John Lesters by the end of July here by the deadline.
You'd be happy.
You have a shot to get this thing back together and move it in the right direction.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Please play responsibly.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Image Tech, Chicagoland's Konica Minolta copier and printer choice.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Here we go. Bernstein and Goff until 6 o'clock today. Jake Arrieta joins us at 2. Andy McCullough, always a terrific guest. He of the LA Times will talk about the history-making Dodgers at 2:40. In other news comes your way at 4. We will do It's On at 5:30. And we have surprises coming your way as well. Our phone number is 312-644-6767. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That is also where you listen to us live because we're streaming there at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting. We still get the wayward sext at 67011. When you text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. And that text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. That man is at Jason1, the numeral Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We also have an Instagram account at Bernstein Goff Show. The website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Facebook is a great place to interact with everything that's going on because Jason has multiple screens going. He's got his group chat. He's got Facebook.
Right now.
Yeah, you can always be a part of things right there.
There's one guy on there who looks like a thumb with a haircut who always someone forces him into the arena that is Facebook Live.
Oh, because he's unhappy about everything.
Yeah, well, he always says how much he hates the show.
Then why is he interacting with?
Because he loves the show. Okay. I believe his name is Bill Bradley at that too.
Not the former senator.
No, not the former New York Knicks.
You
great.
Guys suck.
right. With his, was he Princeton education? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's not him. This guy looks.
Take him for a Rhodes Scholar. You used to be good, and now you suck.
No, this guy looks like a thumb with a shape up. I'm telling you right now.
Really?
When you jump in there, you'll know exactly who I'm talking
about.
Maybe
he's just taking it out on the show because he's sad about how he looks.
Well, no doubt. Oh, there's no question okay. about that. Yeah. He's definitely not happy with his life, but we're happy to have him on Facebook Live. I'm on there right now.
Okay,
hi, everybody.
So just like the 670 The Score page, and you can be a part of that conversation as well. We have a video stream that is viewable on Facebook Live and at watch670thescore.com. It is brought to you by the fine folks and outstanding products made by American Needle, and it's directed by Brian Gertsch.
After discussions with Kurt is obviously an important part of our organization. Our goal was to sign Kurt. We made Kurt an offer. We have not received any offer from Kurt's agent. Kurt has made it clear to me that he prefers to play on a year-to-year basis.
Wow. Bruce Allen, the president of the Washington team, and that was not only a failed attempt to somehow paint Kirk Cousins as unnecessarily greedy, when in fact, the offer to them, if you actually do the math, and Deadspin did a nice job of breaking out the math of that contract.
They botched this entire thing.
They were going to pay him at the end of the deal, embarrassingly, insultingly under market. And he just wants to get market value, to which he's completely entitled. And
they could have tried to trade him. They passed up on those options. There is There is few ways that you can really be this bad at your job and not have a light shown on it. This entire thing has been terrible from the get-go with RG3 and then over to Cousins and now battling with a guy that you are telling your fan base, hey, this is your quarterback. This is your quarterback. Look at him.
Look how selfish he is and greedy
in
he
the end,
is.
You will have paid him $54 million the last 2 years when you could have got him for a steal.
Yep.
If you had just said, and I understand when you're not happy with your quarterback position, but you got to pay somebody. I'm sure the Cincinnati Bengals feel the same way. But man, oh man, have they botched this situation from jump street.
It and they played awful. The fans for idiots, thinking that they wouldn't very easily see through that PR veneer that was so poorly handled.
Some fan bases don't.
His name is not Kurt.
Kurt has made it clear.
I feel very confident in Kurt.
That was my problem with Vinny. That was the last voice you just heard. Vinny Del Negro.
Starting point guard.
Is his starting point guard, his veteran point guard, Kirk Heinrich. What is the deal?
Kurt was very solid.
Why can't people say the name?
I can see how you can mess it up on if you're not familiar with somebody. But if you're familiar with a person.
That's like somebody named Bob and you call them Bot.
No, it's not. You don't see how it's a similar name?
It is a
Kurt and Kirk? You don't see how it's similar?
I see.
I'm just saying, a person that, first of all, your franchise quarterback, you probably shouldn't do that too. Or someone, one of 15 egos or personalities that you have to deal with, you probably shouldn't do that with. When you're familiar with someone, you should know their name. Like Brendan and Brandon. That happens quite often. Mm-hmm. My sister's boyfriend's name is Brandon, and I'm sure he gets a lot of Brendans. Our Brendan McCaffrey, Herb is still an idiot, so he calls him Brandon every once in a while.
He's doing that on purpose, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Herb's right. An idiot, and he does that right. Every once in a while.
Herb's got a whole name thing.
Yeah.
Like maybe you have to vest into entitlement of your name or nickname with Herb, because Herb, I don't know, lives by a code or something.
With my son, I find I have to over-enunciate the fact that he is Jace, because I usually say, they say, what's your name? I say, Jason. And then I say, what's his name? Jace. And then they go, oh, Jason, oh, Junior, huh? I'm like, no, it's Jace.
Or you might run into the fact that people think his name is Chase. Too.
Yes.
That could
yes.
be an issue if he goes to Choate or something. Yes. At some point, if he ends up playing lacrosse at some East Coast private school, they might think his name is Chase.
One can only hope.
But there's something about that really bothers me. I mean, I've got one of my son's baseball teammates, the father is Kirk, and I've never called him Kurt.
Because you know his name.
Yes!
Yeah.
It's not you're that hard. One. It's your quarterback!
Yeah, you're familiar one. We'll do the rest of the problems on the other side.
Scoreboard update.
1:31, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. New Wolves head coach Rocky Thompson knows how to win. He just directed his team to the Memorial Cup Championship. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL with the Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs, they'll be in search of their fifth straight win tonight as they again face the Braves down in Atlanta. John Lackey will be coming off the DL. He'll be opposed by Sean Newcomb, and rumors are circulating that the Northsiders are looking at Miami reliever David Phelps as a possible trade acquisition, and Theo Epstein will be on with Hanley and Rosner tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. As for the White Sox, trade rumors continue to circulate about them as well, with word that now both the Yankees and the Red Sox might be interested in David Robertson. The White Sox playing host to the Red Hot Dodgers tonight with Miguel Gonzalez and Clayton Kershaw, the mound opponents, and Kershaw again has been outstanding this season. He checks in tonight. 14-2 record, stingy ERA 2.18. And talk about high-stakes poker at the World Series of Poker in Vegas this year. The winner will receive $8.1 million, and even the ninth-place guy or gal, they'll strike it rich, too, at $1 million. The Score's 25-year celebration being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Celebrating 20 years is America's original craft vodka and the Hampton Social located on Hubbard in Chicago. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, starting at 6 o'clock, Mark Rohde's pregame show, prior to the game against the Braves, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville.
During the Lexus of Naperville Golden Opportunity Sales Event, get our most aggressive summer incentives ever. Qualify and choose your new ES or IS at 0% financing for 60 months. Lexus of Naperville, on Aurora Avenue or at LexusOfNaperville.com.
And this segment's brought to you by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's new Double Chalupa now comes in a $5 box with a Doritos Locos Taco, crunchy taco, and a medium soda, but it won't be around forever. So love it while it lasts. We love our producers. They are Nick Shepkowski.
Drew in Bergenfield. What's up, Drew?
The 30 for 30 on ESPN was so good. That could have been 3 hours.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it. And New York loved it. I mean, that's for sure. We expected New York to like it, and they did love it. The numbers show New York loved it.
Well, despite what the morning man said about it this morning.
I'm not interested in what he said. You know what? Here's what he should hope. He should dream and hope. And you know what it is? He's jealous that somebody doesn't have one about him. That's the bottom line. When he has his, then he can talk. Until then, shut up.
That is Mike Francesa talking about Craig Carton. He goes from not caring about what the morning man says to then going in on him. I would just, if I'm ever in that position, you would hope that the caller isn't just, poking, you so you can jump on a teammate, but also know what the guy said too. Like, you should probably know what he said before you go in like that. But obviously those two guys have had some issues for years now, and
wow,
it's winding down at the end of Mike Francesa's career.
So he suggested that I, in his words, not mine, I should shut up until they do a 30 for 30 about me. Okay.
That's how you can see things are heating up.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great final few months.
It's going to be an amazing 4 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's...
That's not comfortable for anybody.
They're
is
in
it?
Two different studios too, right? Because they're on different networks where they telecast from. So they have two different studios. They don't have to cross each other's paths. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Comfort in sports radio. I mean, come on. There's been times when, things have been uncomfortable around here. So yeah, there's two giants in the game right now. Cause Boomer and Carton, They do big numbers over there. And of course, Mike Francesa has been doing this for, since day one, damn near. But yeah, that's what happens when you got nothing to worry about, nothing to complain about. You start to get angry at coworkers for some reason.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
I think he can really execute a game plan. He's got that kind of command. So if you give him good intel and he goes out there one less hitter, I really believe that you're going to see this guy really take off literally.
He's going to take literally.
Yeah, Jose Quintana is talented.
Jose, where are you going?
You see, that's changed in the dictionary.
Literally,
yeah, because people have misused it so much.
Well,
it's a shame.
Dictionary reflects usage.
It's a shame.
Well, irregardless is in the dictionary. Just something being in the dictionary is just like there are things happen.
But you can't do with your kids what your parents did with you. Where my mom used to be like, "Go look it up," and then I'd have to go look it up and tell her. The definition of that word. Like, I couldn't mess around. And now, if you tell your kids to go look something up, they're going to get the definition wrong or the root word or the word, what the word really means, because so many people have.
Well, we don't do the look it up thing. We just tell them how they're supposed to use it. Now they're not supposed to use it. We are the damn dictionary at this point. And if I say, look, that's not a word, or it's not a word we use. Or I usually, what I will say, the way you said that is not how an intelligent person would say it. Or that word is not a word that an educated person would use in that way.
Ooh, there it is.
So you just kind of shame them into sounding smart.
There it is. there'll be no anger suppression in that situation at all.
I'm going to tell this. You can use it, but people are going to think that you're an idiot.
Oh.
So, if you want to phrase it that way, you want to say me and him went to the movie. You want to say that, me and you or something like that? Okay, you go ahead and talk like that. If you want people to think you're stupid.
God bless the relaxed tongue with the homies, because I don't know if how long before I would get the yardstick at the old at the old Bernstein complex. Yeah, me and my boys going out real quick. It's your boys and you. My boys and I are.
Or you
going
can simply
out.
Say we. It can just be the inclusive.
I don't like
we.
Saying we.
That works.
No, I don't like including people in things.
Okay, and with all due respect to Kyle Schwarber, I have not stopped laughing at that play.
Oh, him running into the stands like
because
that?
Because
he couldn't stop himself.
That's what it
is. Don't fail me now.
He's trying to put the brakes on.
And Fred Flintstone.
Right. I remember Kent Herbeck saying, because Herbeck once legged a triple and it bounced off the baggie or something, and he saw it took a weird hop, and they were talking to him afterward. He said, "You got to remember, for me, it's not getting up to speed. The issue with me is stopping."
Definitely.
Just sort of gearing down. It's like you are like one of those runaway truck ramps of the Smoky Mountains, or you got to pull a drag racer parachute
it's how I played,
throw it out behind you.
That's how I played most of my rec league basketball life, is finding out if you really want to take a charge.
Jay, I have run into more rolled up, pull out bleachers.
Oh, dude.
I can't tell you. And those short courts, the number of times, you know, flying in for one of those layups that I have bruised myself on the collapsible rolled up bleachers.
There's a hill right behind Dawes Middle School in Evanston on Oakton. And I believe it was at Dodge in Oakton. And we used to run up the hill. And the problem is with running up the hill, as a kid, I thought running down a hill would be awesome too. And after a while, like it became like how long can I run down this hill before I bail and just roll? Because at some point, you know, you're out, your head's out over your skis, and you're like, wait a minute here, this isn't working. That's the way when inertia
your upper
gravity,
half feels disconnected from your lower half, and your feet are still
I'm
going
too fast for myself. And then you just bail out and just roll down the hill like an idiot. And you pop up and go, okay, did anyone see that?
Again!
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's the older you get. And Kyle Schwarber isn't even an old dude, but he got up to speed. And there was a good 3 or 4 steps before that railing or before that barrier. And he just said, to hell with it. I looked up when the play happened because I was doing something with the kid. And I looked up and I'm like, did he dive into the, like, I'm thinking he made like some heroic play because Len really sold it. I saw the replay. I'm like, he caught it. He caught it well.
He
could have slid
like
into
6 feet and 2 full seconds. I'm probably going to roll into the stands here.
Well, Shaq used to talk about diving into the stands because fans were better cushions than him rolling an ankle. So he knew how to jump and fall on people. You know, anybody who's watched wrestling most of their lives, you realize what you can do, how to fall on somebody. Hell, when Tony Siragusa, who did Tony Siragusa, he damaged who?
Was it
who did he do the flop on?
Was it Eric Williams?
No. Tony Siragusa did it on a quarterback. And they outlawed the way you fall, the way fat guys fall on people.
Because he did like the sumo suit thing.
He just let it all fly for the guy. Yeah, exactly. And Shaq has talked about like, yeah, man, and what am I going to sprain an ankle for in the prime of my career when you're sitting there in the front row, you know, your $1,000 tickets and you're happy to be there. Oh, yeah, I'm rolling up on you.
Remember when LeBron fell on Jason Day's wife?
Oh yeah, yeah. And Jason Day
he sort of bailed.
He didn't protect his lady.
And poor Ellie got steamrolled at that point.
She ran into a greater man.
I say there's worse things to fall on. I mean, if you're trying to handicap preferred things to fall
on. Where's Paul George these days? Oh, he's in Oklahoma City. Second one too. That's tough when you go back for that second one. Like when you get caught by a dancer, you're like, all right, made a mistake. I'll pay for this for the next 22 years. When you get caught the second time around.
Sometimes you go back to the jar if the cookies are really good. Right?
Oh, no doubt.
Texter say it was Rich Gannon.
Yes, there it is. And they had to play with a backup, if I'm not mistaken. And then the next year they outlawed the way you can flop on guys. Yeah. So learning how to fall on people is an art. Kyle Schwarber probably saw, you know, a couple of people in the front row. Was like, all right.
Nobody there. He went like right over.
He did, but there was somebody was trying to get the ball, and then they saw him barreling in there. He's like, hey, instead of hyperextending this knee again or doing something crazy, I'll do the jump and hopefully. See, the tricky thing is the way the baseball seats are. Like, there's no give. Some of those seats some of those seats move in the NBA on the NBA courts where
they're all
bonded together at the top. So if they roll, they'll all roll back with you. Whereas these baseball seats are like, oh, we're here. This is not a structure that's going to move.
One time, I don't know if they pre-arrange rock and roll stage diving. I don't know how it works, but occasionally when whoever it is, Springsteen or Bono or whoever, will do the stage dive into the crowd. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be nice if one time fans just like... Nah. I'm not grabbing.
Have you been seeing what's happening lately in the new hip hop wave with a kid named XX XXXTentacion.
Of course I have. I don't miss anything that's going on in the new hip hop wave with XXXTentacion.
And Lil Uzi Vert and some of these guys, they're calling themselves, what is it? Hip rock. Where instead of hip hop, they view themselves as rock stars.
The new PE album is coming.
Have you seen these dudes? All right, no. So they like punk rock. There's a lot of the rebellious nature and the attitude. A lot of these kids are going away from lyrics and going to more melodic song patterns, and also living out those punk rock dreams. Well, what's happening is these guys are stage diving at these festivals, and these dudes are getting robbed and beat the hell up because they're jumping on people who, they know about it, they've heard about it, but they're not a part of that culture. So if I just spent $70 to get into this festival, and I'm stupid high and mad drunk, and I'm watching you, and
I saw them at the festival,
right? And I'm thinking, all right, I kind of like this. I'm kind of losing my buzz, and then you jump into a crowd. Like, I've never understood the stage diving thing at all. I've never, I don't need that. I don't need that connection with you as an artist. But some people love it. Some people enjoy it. But guys are getting robbed and beat the hell up.
Apparently it happened to Coolio. Coolio jumped in and nobody caught him. And I guess this texter from the 206 says Eddie Vedder told Ron Coomer that early Pearl Jam fans didn't always catch him when he would dive.
Yeah, that's humbling yourself right there when you dive into a sea of people that are singing your songs and they're like, I'm not willing to risk that. Yeah. I gotta go to work tomorrow.
What's funny is that when you're saying this about what's happening in hip-hop, just this morning, I was reading the review of the new Public Enemy album.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying that P.E. is doing the same thing. A lot more live instruments, drums.
They were transitioning to more rock and roll sonics anyway.
Yeah, did it bring the noise with Anthrax?
I mean, you look at Terminator X's background. Really, I mean, there are a lot of heavy, guitar, heavy riffs, like things that you would find on a lot of these rock albums in the 80s and 90s.
Terminator X on the Edge of Panic, right? Mm-hmm. Valley of the Jeep Beats, I think it was called. And there's really some avant-garde stuff
in
there.
In there.
And then he was the DJ for a band, I want to say, called Son of Berserk. Mm-hmm. Remember them? Mm-hmm. They had a couple good songs. Thank you, Tanny. Yes, Son of Berserk. And that also very, very rock driven. Yeah. Where Terminator X, when he stepped away from Hank Shockley and the whole wall of sound bomb squad sample attack, like that mm-hmm. just massive.
A lot of these kids have roots in those kinds of genres and are kind of breaking free of the norm. And now the last part of that act is stage diving and getting involved with the crowd. I've never been like mosh pits and all that. I'm good, man. Like even when I was a kid.
The funny thing is, Terminator X's name is Norm.
There it is. There it is.
DJ is Warm. He's X. I call him Norm, right?
Dude. But you're going to get robbed or beat up in the wrong stage dive scenario. I'm not for that life at all. If I ever go to, I don't even want to go to your festivals, to be honest with you, because I don't want to wait through four acts that I don't give a damn about to see you do three songs.
Oh, now you're officially a dad. Weren't before. When you had a kid, you're not a dad.
Is.
Now you're a dad.
There
Welcome to the club.
Well,
you don't want to go to concerts anymore?
No, I don't know. I go to concerts. Like, I'm going to go to Jay-Z's concert. I'm going to go check out Solange and Kendrick Lamar. But these festivals where you got to wait through five or six acts that you don't give a damn about.
Sweaty, smelly people holding hands.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I think I was a dad long before I had a kid. I was just waiting for the album to drop. That's all it was. Like, I've been hating on a lot of things and scaling back my sneaker buying and all that other stuff. Although I'm going to ramp it up here pretty soon if I don't say so myself. But yeah, no, I'm not about the stage diving life. If you dive on me, I will not catch you. And if you hit
your head, Kyle Schwarber is trying to stop? Will you help him out?
No. He's a big man. Nah, you know what? His walk up music, with Bone Thugs and Harmony, I might give him a solid there. But if don't dive into my section. I'm not here for that. I'm just here to watch a ball game.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Jake Arrieta in a little over 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You got the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
Joe, Matt, what happened to the energy as affected by the trade when Jose Quintana enters the room?
Just symbolically to get a player of that caliber to walk in your clubhouse.
clubhouse at this time of the year always is going to pick the group up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and I got to tell you, the savings are getting out of control over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Right now, they have 20% off MSRP on all of Chevy's most popular models, like Malibus and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings. And if that weren't enough, you can get 0% financing for 72 months. Like I said, it's out of control over there. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all. Financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
It's summertime, and the Mega Millions jackpot is bringing the heat. It's now more than $200 million. You heard correctly, more than $200 million. That's one hot jackpot. Go to IllinoisLottery.com for the latest jackpot updates. What are you waiting for? Get out there and play, because the jackpot is growing, and luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Get to your battle stations. This July at Pottawatomie, battle your way to a share of over $1 million in cash and prizes. Play Million Dollar Battle Fleet every day to win slot play and your shot at thousands in cash during the Monday night game shows. Knock out your opponent and you'll win the bank. Play Million Dollar Battle Fleet and win all July, only at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit pacebig.com/battle for more details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Fire Keepers Club member to participate.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think all these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And entrepreneurs demonstrate the real world skill.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
And see manager for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The 1-1 lifted to left, shallow and playable, I believe, for Schwarber over near the line. Foul territory. Kyle makes the catch, tumbles over into the stands. Is he okay? Yes. Did he hold on to it? Double yes. He kept drifting. That ball kept slicing into foul territory down the left field line. Kyle reaching high, tumbled over the padded railing and fell on his noggin, but he's okay.
Not the noggin.
Yeah, not the noggin.
Not the noggin.
The melon, the cabeza, whatever you want to use there, Pat Hughes. But noggin, that's going a little too far.
I think on him it's more like a cinder block.
A helmet.
Right.
It's a a fishbowl on that man's neck, boy. That is not a tiny head. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Of course, our live video stream is on, and it is brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. Top of the hour, we're going to talk to Jake the Snake, Jake Arrieta. Looking forward to talking to him about his last start. It's pretty efficient.
It's a different team since we talked to him last, too. There's a lot going on, and they're riding the high right now, which is, they're what, two out in the loss column?
If you got to give up somebody to get yourself a Sonny Gray, and you see these Javier Baez at bats, even though he's still a young player, you think Javier Baez is ever going to be a different hitter than what we've seen? Like, some guys are like, oh, it'll grow because it just happens, and reps and plate appearances. And then some guys are like, yeah, I've been this way from day one, and 12 years later, I'm still this way. Do you think Javier Baez will ever be a different player at the plate? Even though he had some, a couple of bats last night where you see that bat speed and you see that power. And then he had one very troubling at bat where, with a 1-2 count and a runner, I believe, was on third and one out. You got to do something a little bit different.
I would bet on moderate improvement with experience, wisdom, and time. I don't know that he's going to completely reinvent himself, and I don't know that a team would necessarily want him to. But I think now, with understanding that it doesn't take a whole lot to get a ball out of a park, and that 470 counts the same as 406, that there's plenty of incentive to have a guy, I mean, understand that good, solid contact is going to get you your home runs. I want to say it was Mike Schmidt, who, I don't know if you believe him, but Mike Schmidt, who said he never in his life tried to hit a home run. Ever. 500-some home runs later, he said he never tried to hit a home run. Now, I don't believe him.
It's kind of like my theory on dating when I was a young man running these streets.
What was your theory on dating, dare I ask?
Never try to get a girl to go home with you or to go to bed with you. Never have that be the aim. Because then, you know, you can see it. You look desperate.
I see. Yeah. So if
you never,
even if you don't admit, yeah. Well, but
I never asked a woman for a phone number. And I don't like, well, now, of course, but there was a time when I was single that I did not like approaching women because I always felt like you were intruding on their time. If the contact was there, or you saw somebody and you locked eyes and, you know, you found your way to each other. But I'm sure I missed out on plenty of things as
a young
man.
And you're a shoot your shots guy,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. In close, you know, proximity. Oh, yeah. In close proximity, I'm going to get this charm off. You're going to get a whole bucket load of this charm.
So that's like what they used to tell Bo Outlaw. Do not shoot unless you are within 3 feet of the basket.
Hey, listen. My entire yearbook is filled with have a good time at college. You should have said something to me pretty much. I would have, you know, we would have been friendlier. I got like six people and six ladies.
Teachers, yeah,
exactly. And Mr. Cole, I tell you, man, come on.
No, why did you say it? Shoot your shots, man.
Yeah, man.
Right in the middle of biology lab, you could have said something.
For all you young bargoers out there, it's a little tip.
This segment brought to you by Go-Go Squeeze. Speaking of which, things are so different today. Kids have turned down snack time trades because of Go-Go Squeeze, all natural. Just 100% orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit. Kids love it, and so will yours. Go-Go Squeeze. Jake Arrieta is next on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Field. Mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. If you are looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein.
We're really talented and we're not playing well. We just haven't found a way to play consistent winning baseball, and we have a lot of talent, so that's frustrating. You know, to get better performances out of guys, you know, this isn't where we should be.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.